We are continuing the David Hashem Oiri, the light that will guide us through Rosh Hashanah and the new coming year. We know that light has two parts to its nature. We see things through the light. If something is dark, you can't see anything. Once the light is turned on, you can see things. It gives clarity. Also, light emits heat, which is energy. Light is the energy that keeps the world going. And this is the Oiri that we're focusing on. Number one is to have a clarity of what we are and what Hashem is to us. And that will give us the energy of light to be able to be Oiri Hashem in the best possible fashion. A central theme of the David Hashem Oiri is that when I have this light and I see how much I am in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much He cares for me, it gives me a peace of mind. Lo ira, lo efchod, I won't be afraid. The second pasuk, v'kroiv alai mireim lechel es besori. When evil people come towards me to eat up my flesh, sorry v'oiv ali. They are out to cause me tzaris. But hey, Makosha, we're going to follow. I know they're going to fall. This is a way we relate to things with our bitochin. We don't make believe that nothing's happening. There's no danger. We are fully aware of the danger. In our day and age here in Eretz Yisrael, we are fully aware of danger. The enemy within us, outside of us, constantly shooting missiles at us. The danger is immense. To make believe that everything's all right, we're under control, is false. Apidechateva, the situation is very bad. But when we have the light and we see the whole picture, then we see that it's true. They have all these people that are trying to do damage to us, but we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu around us, protecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Protects us, and He will also make us be victorious at the end. Hey, Makosha, let me follow. They're going to fall down. I don't have to be nervous. I have to use the situation to wake up, put more light into my life, more energy into my life. Appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. That's what it's all about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special situation to see. Just the other day, we had a giant missile that was sent to us from Teman, and Baruch Hashem, nobody was hurt, even places that it fell, by train station Modi, and Baruch Hashem, there was nobody there at that time. Because Baruch makes a special shmira, it's a supernatural shmira, there's no way to explain it. And Baruch Hashem, with all the missiles constantly sent us, the damage to human beings is so little. We have to use the experience around us to wake ourselves up. And now's the time, it's a beautiful time. Hashem is close to us, we'll show Hashem are close to Him. And if we daven to Hashem, pay more attention to in our tefillahs, that will itself be mechazek us, because we're saying this constantly in our tefillahs, ki lo yitayish Hashem amoy, v'nach lo soy lo yazoy, Hashem will never forsake us. Many psukim throughout the tefillah were saying how much we recognize that anachnu b'shem Hashem elokeinu nazkir. We'll go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll strengthen our tefillahs. Limud Torah, b'nun l'chaveinu, b'nun l'mokim, and mi'atz Hashem, the renewed light will give us renewed energy and more peace of mind. To mi'atz Hashem, b'zeicha to k'sivah simat Torah.